as you are well aware, that news from the Vatican Synod has been explosive over the last several days, with news leaking out about what is being discussed. Can you, from your perspective, share with us your feelings about what's happening?
Sure. I think that what we're seeing is the beginning of the Synod, and this is, of course, a two-part Synod. This is the extraordinary Synod this year. And then next year, about the same time next year, will be the ordinary Synod on the Family. So two different meetings. And the intention is to have a fulsome discussion about marriage and family and the beauty of family and all the different related topics there. So that's what we're about. And we're just hearing the very beginnings of that, you know, somewhat long process.
I think there's a distinct disconnect in terms of what people are understanding that is coming out, with news having leaked out about the topic of gays and lesbians or couples in those relationships, and the Catholic Church, it seems to have taken over the discussion.
Right. That's, of course, is a very relevant topic in our country particularly, and the Supreme Court decision not to accept that case last week. This is something very much on people's radar screens, of course. But I think it's important to remember that this is going to be, a discussion that all the people of God in the Catholic Church throughout the world have been consulted, trying to get input so that, as in any synod or kind of council, there's a lot of opinions being expressed, and then the Holy Spirit will work through that in the months ahead. We believe that the Holy Spirit will work in these conversations. So I think it's important not to jump to any conclusions at this point. We're certainly a long way away from the Pope Francis's final exhortation that will come out of all this. So we just have to, I think, not get too eager or whatever, one way or the other, you know, to say, well, this is what's going to be. We don't know yet what's going to come out of this, and so we just have to, you know, enter into the process. And frankly, it can be a little dicey at times. People can raise their voices in these conversations. There can be, it gets a little messy as in any conversation about these very serious and matters. And so we just have to wait and see, I think.
What do you think was the Pope's reason for calling this extraordinary meeting?
Well, I think that Pope Francis is really trying his best to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ and to say that God loves all his creatures, all his children, and that to have a welcoming attitude toward all people. The Pope is, I think, so far, to my knowledge, there's no change of doctrine. But there has been a change of tone, I would say, kind of an outreach to saying, you know, we want to listen to people, we want to support people, we want to journey with people as they face the different challenges of life. And so I think it's the tone that he's setting more than anything at this point, and we'll see what else might come in the future.
You and I have had discussions about this Pope's popularity and his heart that plays so very beautifully with people of the Catholic faith and those of other faiths. He appeals to so many. So would it be fair to say that you and other church leaders around the world are not surprised that he is asking wide-ranging questions pertaining to the family?
That's correct, Carol. I'm not surprised at all. I mean, he realizes that family life is so important, that this is a great gift to our church and frankly to our country and to our world. The family is where children learn about the ways of love, and they grow, and as Scripture would say, in age, wisdom, and grace. They're nourished physically and emotionally and spiritually, and so the family is really important. And I know that the Pope wants to build up the family, and this is really important for him. And he, of course, recognizes the many challenges that people do face today. So he wants the Church to be able to, as I say, accompany people as they work to strengthen the family. So I think that's what he's getting at. And he wants to remind people, parents, children, families, that Christ is there in the midst of the family, that Christ is there at the center of the family. And that's, I think, the message that he's trying to get through. We'll see where this goes. We don't know just yet, but that's why the bishops are conversing and talking and having their conversations. And then next year's Synod, we'll have had a whole year's worth of research and more discussion, so they'll be ready next year to come up with probably more resolutions, I would think.
There are other issues that are very important to those of the Catholic faith being discussed at this Synod, and that is annulment or a remarriage of divorced couples who want to receive the Holy Communion. Why are these issues being discussed? Why are they so important?
Well, again, I think that, you know, when people go through issues of marriage and separation, sometimes some cases, divorce, remarriage, these are difficult times for people. And my sense is that Pope Francis wants people to know that the Church is there for them as they go through these times. In some respects, they really need the Church more than ever when they're going through such difficult relational problems. And so I think the Pope's trying to look at, well, how are we able to help people, to support people? And these are my words now, I would think he's trying to say, and at the same time, make sure that we honor the sacredness of marriage. Marriage is a sacrament in this Catholic Church. And so how do we make sure that we don't in any way, detract from the beauty of marriage and the sacredness of marriage, and at the same time, help people move forward in their lives? And so I think he's going to look at some, probably the canon laws and some of the procedures that we go through in the annulment process to see if there cannot be some pathways for us to expedite the process and to help people in the long run.
There, of course, in terms of the Catholic faith as well as other Christian faiths and the other faiths around the world, those who have stopped participating. And do you believe the Pope is reaching out to those, shall we say, disaffected from the faith to ask them to come back or in hopes of them coming back?
This would be my interpretation. I don't know this, obviously, from where I sit. Yes, I think that would be something that Pope Francis would be very desirous of doing, of saying that we want to help you, we want to be there for you and with you, and see what we can do so that you can be a part of our Church. We don't want you to go away, you know, because this is a problem that's come up. And you know, it's sad that this has happened in your life. These things happen, of course. And we don't want to add to that sadness by now saying, well, now you can no longer be receiving communion or whatever. So it's a real dilemma of what to do. Now, of course, there's different things that can be done even now. You know, people can make what we call a spiritual communion. And there's ways that people are still, participating at the Mass. So there's things that they can do now, but I'm sensing that the Pope wants to do even more to help people feel fully participating in the Church's sacraments.
So once again, as we wrap this up, let me ask you to restate what you have said about the Synod ends next week. So what happens after that, and who ultimately has the decision that will either bring changes or maintain the same doctrine? How does that work? Mm-hmm. Will you walk us through that one more time?
Sure. So as I see it, this is the extraordinary synod that we're in the middle of right now, and then there will be certain papers, there'll be certain conclusions that will come from it, and then that will formulate the lineamenta and the strategies and the conversations in the next year. And then, so there'll be theologians and bishops and all be talking about these matters. And then they'll gather for the ordinary synod in the fall of 2015 and continue the conversation and see what conclusions they can draw. And certainly it would be very, expected that there will be some conclusions that will be drawn. Ultimately, it'll be the Pope who will ratify everything, who will make the final decision, obviously, but he's clearly signaling he's going to do that. He wants in conjunction with the fathers of the Synod. This is the usual way the Church works, that the Pope in with the bishops of the world, meets and makes these decisions. So I would think in a year's time or so, then we'll have something definite. So we just have to wait and see. As I said earlier, it's not always an easy process. It could be even messy sometimes, and sometimes it can get a little contentious, perhaps, as people express their views. But that's, again, how the Holy Spirit works. And then out of that, we believe that the Spirit will guide us into some conclusions that are going to be